Hi, I'm Matthew Viriappa, intern over here at KOSU. From hardcore punk and worship bands to small towns in Oklahoma and Nashville, Tennessee, the band Mad Honey is dreamy, glittery, and a perfect band for those end-of-summer days. Not even a year old when I talk to them, the band has released 3 songs and they're performing at the Opolis in Norman as part of the Summer Days event. In this interview, they talked about those first 3 songs and how they've developed. Introduce yourselves and what you guys do in the band.
My name is Brandon. I play bass and synths in the band.
My name is Tiff. I sing lead vocals in the band. I also play rhythm guitar.
My name is Austin. I'm the drummer.
I'm Keegan, and I play electric guitar.
How long have you guys been performing together?
We've been performing since August 2018. That was our first show. It was late August. And yeah, I've been performing ever since, trying to get good at performing ever since.
How'd you guys meet? Was it like that advertisement that we just saw out in the hallway?
Tiffany posted. Posted a wanted poster.
I'd like the legend to go down as such that I put a wanted poster out for a band. No, actually, me and Brandon met years ago, and we thought we would do music together someday. It was always kind of like a joke back and forth, like, we're gonna do music someday.
Yeah.
And years passed, and it wasn't until 2017 that we were like, let's do music
together. We met in 2013.
Yeah.
So it was a long time coming.
So in 2017, we started just like messing around trying to write some stuff together. As time progressed, we met the others. I think Keegan was next, and we'd never even heard him play before, but we were like,
oh,
we need a guitarist.
Yeah, I asked him, and I had no idea. Like, I've never heard him play, and I was like, hey, do you want to be in our band?
Yeah, totally.
I took a leap of faith.
Yeah.
There. I met Tiff at the coffee shop that we worked at, and basically just heard, like, a rough demo of, like, the first single, Carol Slumber Party, and then as soon as I heard it, I was like, all right, I got to get in somehow. So then, yeah, I was just like, can I be in the band? And then they talked it over. And then, I think they didn't even hear me play either. It was just all first practice.
Yeah, we met at our first practice.
Like, yep.
You guys totally met,
It was July when we met, and we had our first show, like, August.
But it was the same sort of situation. We were just like, all right, we know we want to do shows soon, and we're, like, desperate for a drummer, but we don't want to just, like, pick anyone. And then he was like, I really like this song. And he was like, do you need someone to play drums? And I was like, actually, yes, please.
Yeah, it all kind of fell into place naturally, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And all of this was just last year, right?
Last year. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, last year?
That was last year.
Yeah, last summer.
Hasn't even been a year.
Have you guys been in other bands before, you know, separate from this one?
Yeah. It's weird for me because well, it's not weird, but yeah, the bands that I've been in before is a much different genre. Like, I used to be in, like, the hardcore scene.
I was in a worship band. This was, like, the first actual band. I just played guitar at church. Okay. That's my background right there.
So what makes this band really different from the other kind of musical experiences that you've had in the past?
For me, I just did a bunch of solo stuff, like, throughout high school and, like, leading up to this. It was just me just doing, like, solo SoundCloud stuff. So for me, it was really different. And still is really different learning how to write with other people and, like, how to, like, get everyone's ideas together, which has been so cool. But at first it was, like, a huge learning experience for me to not just be like, here's my song and this is my song and it's mine, you know? So that's been really cool for me.
It's cool for me because, one, it being, like, a different style of music. So in a way it's, like, challenging for me to come up with, like, rhythms or beats that I wouldn't necessarily like think of.
So what style of music is, you know, Mad Honey?
Alternative, dream pop, that's kind of what we have on everything right now. Glitter rock was something we came up with at the beginning. But I guess, it's like just synth, rock, dream pop, whatever. Dream pop is a very broad genre right now. So it's just like you can put in multiple factors from us into that. But I don't know, right now we just kind of just make synthy rock, I guess.
Synthy rock with like an edge.
Moody synthy rock. It's the new description.
Because it gets, like when I think of dream pop or glitter rock, it just sounds very like, like very mellow. But I mean, there's definitely aspects to our songs that would be considered heavy. Not like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely some rock in there.
Rock guitar and stuff.
Yeah, and we're still just kind of figuring the sound out as well. So it's kind of still evolving as we like write new songs and like keep revamping the old songs a little bit as they go along and progress. So it's ever changing. So,
what's your favorite song to play live? You guys don't have too many right now, but
To play live?
I think I don't know. Blue and You is probably like my favorite right now. And it's such like a really powerful, meaningful song.
Thank you.
personally, I just like knew, like I felt like attached to it just because for the whole meaning behind it, I was just like, this song like actually like means something. And it's like, it's such a good message.
Blue and You was kind of the most natural, I think.
That was the first song we wrote together.
Yeah.
Which like really
was,
together.
Yeah, which was really cool.
And that makes it the most special, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the first song that we were like, I like came to know, I was like, I'm nervous about this like sort of melody that I've written. And I showed it to everyone. And then they were like, all right, so here's how the drums are going to be. Here's how the guitar's going to be.
We were so excited. Yeah. We were like, yep, this is it.
So that was really cool, learning how to write like in the moment together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it like a kind of shared ownership, like now that you guys are putting more into it, this feels like more your song rather than
Even with me, like with the first song, I was just like, oh, I mean, I'll just play what was recorded already, which was fine. Like I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I think for me still being like early, like it had just recently like being part of the band, I was just like, okay, this is this song. But then Blue and You, like we're all together, like just like working stuff out, and then also for it being like a completely different sound than the past two, just it was like refreshing.
I like playing Carol's Slumber Party because feel like we all know it the best, and so every time we play it, it just feels comfortable and natural.
Yeah, we kind of like wrap our show up with that song, and it feels really nice to do that too.
Was the songwriting process pretty similar for the first three songs that people can listen to on streaming platforms right now?
It goes all over the place.
It does go all over the place. I don't know.
So Tiffany usually comes up with a melody or a song, and then we all just kind of add our, like, flavor or whatever into the song. But sometimes it's just, like, maybe I'll send a demo to Tiffany, and then she'll be like, yeah, I'm going to write something to this. Or, like, Keegan will send a guitar part, and then she'll write something.
So I think in that way, I think that's the three singles that are on Spotify right now all kind of came about sort of in the same way, because they're all three songs that I was just like sort of in my bedroom like, I'm sad, I'm gonna write a song real quick. And they all sounded, or most of them sounded very different than what they sound now, because when I would give them to the band, they're like, this could actually sound like this, and we can add some synths to that and whatever. Like Carol's Slumber Party was originally like a surf rock song.
Oh yeah,
which sounds totally wild.
About that. So
when you look back, you're like, yikes, it's a completely different song.
Yeah.
So then I showed it to Brandon. He's like, nah, we gotta make it moody, synthy, like all this stuff.
I can imagine.
guitar solo at the end. It's kind of like my pride and joy right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting to wrap everything up with that.
On that guitar solo.
Yeah. That's like probably my favorite thing I've written.
That was actually the first thing that we heard. It was that guitar solo from Keegan, and I was like, yes, this is it.
You'll really
Yeah, we were really excited after that.
Cruel to Know changed like a million times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just from like jamming it and like at practices, like coming up with different parts to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were all over that song. We had a Daft Punk opening
for a little bit. Yeah,
it was awesome.
Thank you.
You've been releasing these singles every few months, mm-hmm. but this is all leading up to a project or an album, right?
Hopefully. Right oh, yeah. Now, yeah. That's the
we're
talk,
we're yeah. definitely, yeah, I don't see us putting out another single.
Yeah.
Maybe EP.
It's definitely going to be bigger, but we're still deciding exactly what that would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still figuring it out, kind still, of. Yeah. Like, yeah, fine-tuning the writing process, but, right. I mean, yeah, that's good. The best part.
All right, well, thanks, guys. The band is set to release a 6-song debut EP titled Theories. They have a music video out, which is...
It's blue and it's for you!
Yeah.
And more information on Summer Days, where bands like Mad Honey, Smoky Motel, and Sports are set to perform, can be found at opolis.org. You can listen to Mad Honey wherever you can stream music.